that grow and expand. And then come with me to that place within you where there is deep, serene peace, as quiet as a mountain lake, where the outside world cannot touch you. And feel that peace. And then come to that place within you where there is infinite wisdom, where all the answers to all the questions you will ever ask are already within you, where whatever it is you need to know will be revealed to you. These are the treasures within you. And as you open your eyes and come back to this room, keep remembering that you have these treasures. Do we use them once a day, once a week, once a month, once a year? Or do we totally forget that we have these within us? You see, when we use the treasures that are within us, we will get to drop a lot of the burdens that we carry. Burdens like anger and rage and shame and guilt and prejudice, judgment. We will not need to create illnesses any longer. And I really think we can begin to reverse the aging process. Because it is burdens that age us. So I'd like to ask you that once a day or twice a day, first thing in the morning and last thing at night, you stand in front of a mirror and look into your own eyes and say, I am filled with unconditional love and I share it today. I am filled with indescribable joy, and I feel it today. And I am filled with deep, serene peace, and I experience it today. And I am connected with infinite wisdom. And I listen for those answers. I receive those answers today. Because this is the truth of your being. And people who declare the truth can literally change the world. I know it sounds simplistic, it's repetitive, and it is very powerful. We have so much within us that in times past we have not been taught to use. But what is happening now is we are learning the power of our minds. And what this can do for us, and how it can literally transform our lives. I am not a healer. I do not heal anyone. I am a teacher who shares ideas with people. And like most good teachers, I too have had many, many dark nights of the soul. And many of us good teachers have come through very, very difficult childhoods. And we have learned to heal the past and release the past. And that is why we are able to help you do the same thing. Because we cannot create a glorious future or a wonderful today if we are in bondage to the past. Remember, forgiveness is healing our wounds of the past. In my own life, as far as I know, my life was very wonderful till I was around 18 months old. And then my parents divorced, and I went into a series of foster homes. My mother was an uneducated woman, and she needed to work as a domestic, as a servant in someone's house. And was not able to take me. So I went to a series of foster homes, and life was very difficult for me.